Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Sam and Greg's 8 a.m. message on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Stephanie Stallworth, ATL traffic lady. Moms are the best. They do anything to solve their child's problems. We look to them when things get to be more than we can handle. So you know, they always have to come up with a solution. Let me tell you a story about a family trip I took to Montreal. We got on the subway to go shopping, got on the back car of the wrong train, decided to quickly hop off. As I leaned to get out, the doors closed on my neck. My head was outside. My body was inside. Everyone was laughing. I was so embarrassed. Even the rear conductor threw up his hands and said, "The guy in the front controls the doors." I looked at my mother and, like some kids, said, "Mom?" I knew my mother would have the answer. So in her best calm, moms have to have an answer voice, she said, Well, ride to the next stop. Ride to the next stop. The door is open, but mom was there for me in the clutch. Celebrate moms today. Show some love to the mom there for you in the clutch. It's Stephanie Stallworth, ATL traffic lady. Happy Mother's Day, and ride to the next stop. Moms are the best.
You taught me everything, everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. That is our 8 a.m. message. Stephanie Stallworth. Now, Sam and I got to hear that yesterday because Stephanie recorded it, and we want to thank her. Happy Mother's Day again, too. But I just cracked up when I heard that, Sam. Mine for different reasons than yours. But Stephanie, let's just take a second. Those of you who listen to the Atlanta Cluster, and the only reason she's not on Starland 4 is because they do something a little differently over there. But she's on WAOK. Stephanie has been on V103. And, of course, she does traffic for us. She's been in the business for, you know, some decades. She's a seasoned broadcaster. She's not just somebody we got doing traffic. She is a seasoned broadcaster. Stephanie is from Philadelphia. You know where she got started, man?
What was that?
She was on QVC. Stephanie was a model on QVC, doing clothing, jewelry, cosmetics. She's a cosmetic model.
Wow.
Yeah. She had done that. She'd worked in Philly. She's from Philly. Worked in Philly, Baltimore, D.C. She's now in Atlanta. She's doing traffic. But again, she's worked at the Weather Channel, which means you got to have that meteorologist certificate or degree or whatever they give you. I don't know what that's called. Is there a meteorologist school or is it just a bunch of classes?
Of course.
I don't know.
Yes, there are some schools. Yes. Yeah, okay. There's some places you go to and get certified for that. You have the AMS, the American Meteorological Society seal.
Well, let's see. Stephanie is going to be launching her own 10-channel streaming TV network app, The Flow, coming up later on this summer, it says here. She hosts The Flow, a weekly inspirational TV show on Peach the World, Worldwide TV Network. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, sorry.
I knew that part.
The point is that this
I didn't know that about
this just ain't some scrub who walked in off the street.
But you know what? She's someone that you miss seeing. because when we would go to the building, once again, folks, we ain't worked in our building in over a year.
Big old
and
smile.
She's just one of the folks that you miss seeing. And she's in there, you're getting ready to let people know, you know, what's up with the traffic. She's got her eyes on stuff around it, you know, and I don't know how you, you know, I couldn't begin to tell you how you know what's going on where.
With traffic? Traffic? I did traffic for a minute. I did traffic.
She does it and makes it look like it's the easiest thing. I can't figure that stuff out.
Yeah, no, she does it infinitely better, but there's a way you do it, and you call different areas to find out what's going on. It's the repetitiveness that loses people in that business. So you really have to be focused on what you're doing. It's a lot of want to in it too, to help people out that way. But you're regularly calling these areas around to get updates. And there's operators in those areas who give you updates. I did this for a minute before I got fired from it.
Okay. Would you have people going the wrong way?
No, it wasn't that. Listen, again, there's certain types of broadcasting that some people are good at, some people aren't. There's people who work in the music format that may not be good in the talk format, and vice versa. And there's other aspects of broadcasting, maybe producing, as opposed to being behind the camera or microphone, as opposed to being in front of it. Doing traffic is, I'm hearing something different here. Doing traffic is unique, and you have to make sure that everybody stays focused, but it can get kind of tedious at times. So I was producing while I was doing this, and I decided to give the room a laugh, and it wasn't received very well by the bosses, because everybody was just having a bad day, right? So I'm trying to cheer them up. I'm trying to bring some humor to a room that people weren't, you know, they not only were they not happy to be there, but they just were all seemed sort of miserable. So I was kind of and I could type in through my computer something that they would all see, and I did that. But unbeknownst to me, there were other people that could see it too. It wasn't like dirty words or nothing. It was just, you know, they wanted you to be focused on that. So
they didn't see the humor in it. But you know,
they didn't seem the humor in it.
I'll never forget the first time I saw it on TV, and we talk about doing it on radio, but doing it on TV, where now you have so many monitors, and you have cameras all around the interstate right now. If anything happens, you can go to it, and you can see it. You know, it hadn't happened in this country so much yet. I remember going to Canada when the Braves played the Blue Jays up in Canada, and I'm in my hotel room one morning. I'm watching the morning news up there, and this guy comes on. And he has his little remote thing in his hand, right? And he's talking about traffic and whatever. He has a map showing this is happening this area. Let's go out to so and so street. He hits a button on that thing, and whammo! You're looking at it wasn't happening here yet,
right?
You know,
right.
It wasn't happening here yet, and I almost fell off the bed. You know, it's somebody working. It's somebody working in the TV business, and you know, you feel like in the States we got, you know, but we didn't have that yet. But they had it up there, mm-hmm. and now we take it for granted. We wake up in the morning, we turn the TV on because we want to see which way we're going to go to work. Are the wrecks over there? Okay, I'm going this way. You know, you know your other ways to get to where you need to go, but just you know. You come back on Stephanie and what she does and does so very well. And
We want to thank her too. Stephanie Saltworth, the traffic voice that you hear on our stations, but still.
She's a traffic lady.
She's a traffic lady, but she's also, like I said, a seasoned professional broadcaster.
And a mom. Happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to everyone else. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Let's switch gears real quick,
Greg,
here while we have
some
time.
You know who we haven't mentioned the people, the people who play the role of mom. So we want to make sure you remember them today. There are some folks who play that role, and you know, Terrell kind of alluded to that. People who have contributed, you know, in certain ways. And sometimes you have that person. It may be a family friend or relative or something, and if mom's not there or is gone, that person fills in and plays that role. We honor them on this day too, you know.
And speaking of which, and this will lead us into what we're going to talk about next. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to continue the mother's theme, and we've done this a couple times in the past years. I remember we didn't have a chance to do it last year. We might have, but I can't remember.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did. I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. But we have the mother of a professional athlete joining us, and she's going to talk to us and about not only her son, but also just the journey where they got, but what it's like on this Mother's Day and how proud she is of her son. And we'll throw that word in there again, sacrifice. Talk about some of the sacrifices she made. So we'll tell you who that is coming up. That's going to be at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. But this person whose mother we're going to have on plays in the NFL.
But not yet.
Well, see, I was going to work to that. I'm just saying. It's, okay, that's the sport that we're going to talk about now, though. Yes, but leading to that. Where, I mean, to you, this past week, I mean, the conversation still continues as we talk NFL. We'll get to the Falcons in a second. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady popped up again and some other stories from this past week.
You know the question I got about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Has there ever been more said about somebody who said so little?
I think about that for a second.
Has there ever been so much said about somebody that we're really kind of Colin Kaepernick too? There was a lot of said about him for somebody who said very little. But Aaron Rodgers, he put something out there, he stepped back, and he just allowed everybody else to talk about it and elaborate about the possibilities, the reason why, what he's going to do, and he's just sitting back, you know.
That's why he's smart.
And just letting it spin, just watching it spin. You know, but I mean, has anybody ever had more said about them with this, them saying so little themselves? And to me, that's what I'm drawing from the thing with Aaron Rodgers.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I got a casting call coming up later on this hour. And when you go to our website, 929thegame.com/casting call, as you scroll down, before you get to the actual jobs, there's a little video that you can watch, and it's posted every week, and there's different stuff on there. But this week, I chose a video, you know, because Charles Barkley's on the station every week with Dukes and Bell.
I heard him Friday.
And did you hear, and I don't have it in front of me, the actual wording, but basically, and you can go listen, watch the video on Casting Call or go to our website, where Charles Barkley says to the effect of, Aaron Rodgers is the girlfriend you have to keep telling how pretty she is.
Yeah.
And they get into that conversation. So I actually pulled that one. I'm putting that one on Casting Call. So you'll see that when you go there. Again, you know, my theory of what was going to happen got all blown up. But, you know, crazier things have happened. Maybe something will happen. And that was me just, you know, like, you want to shut him up? Swap him with Russell Wilson. I remember I said that he came on and said three MVPs is the difference there. Well, you know, Russell Wilson, who's 5 years younger than Aaron Rodgers, could get a couple MVPs in the next couple years. I don't know. There's nothing guaranteed there. But I just felt like these two disgruntled, coming out of nowhere comments from these two dudes who still have life on their contract. You know what? I before the other one opened his mouth about wanting to get out, I couldn't get equal value for you, but now I just as soon get you out of here just to clam you both up. And so flip them and then be done with it. Well, that probably won't happen, and that's really just kind of barbershop conversation, but that was the first thing that popped in my head. Plus, I want him out of the Central Division, or the North, if you will, and give Justin Fields a chance.
Yep. Since Chicago has a quarterback. Chicago has a quarterback.
We'll see what management does with him and that coach there. But anyway, the conversation, though, as far as the Atlanta Falcons, is what will happen next? What do you think will happen next? How are they going to free up cap space? And since Matt Ryan can't be moved and nobody's going to jump on that contract, what's the deal with Julio? That's the one that keeps rearing its ugly head. And if they do this, well, they'll have some cap space, but they're really just kind of kicking the can down the road. And then they listed some of the teams who might actually be interested in them. And the list, I don't know if you saw the list, but New England, around $16 million in cap space. San Francisco, bringing them back with Kyle Shanahan. Indianapolis, they have cap space. Las Vegas, getting him with John Gruden out there. But you got a 32-year-old wide receiver who's, you know, on the back nine of his great career. You're still going to talk about, you know, concerns with his feet. I still don't know where these guys are. It's such a limbo position they seem to be sitting in. And I think they're positioning themselves for what's next. But getting to that and getting it started is what boggles my mind and a lot of others trying to determine what this team is going to do.
the front office for this team continues to say we're not rebuilding. We're not talking about something 2, 3, 4 years down the road. They're talking about want to do it now. And when you say you want to do it now, you're obviously looking at the offense, the weapons that they have with this team to work with Matt Ryan. You know, they feel like they want to go out and make things happen this season. I know we talked last week about, you know, what you want to do. Do you want to position yourself for when Brady's done? Do you want to position yourself to be the team that takes over the division? They're saying, why wait? That's coming from the top.
Okay.
With this team. So we'll see what happens. The other thing that's happened, this is a big week for the NFL. On Wednesday, we will unveil the schedule. Uh-huh. Schedule release is coming up this week for the National Football League. So everyone's waits and with excitement to see the first 17-game regular season schedules will be presented this week. That's coming up.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, casting call coming up later on the hour, a chance for you to find out where the jobs are in front of and behind the camera. Up next, a guy, well, anytime we want to talk racing, especially NASCAR, he's our go-to man. Friend of the show, Adam Alexander, joins us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I can't drive 55 Sammy Hagar on the dark side. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I just threw
okay.
That
in there. You got your big chance.
How many times I do that? You know, I'm kind of mad at Dan Patrick, too. We'll get into that another time, too. Because he starts.
Okay.
Every once in a while, he'll throw back to an Atlanta favorite of mine, and I got to get him on the phone. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Mother's Day, we got a poll question out there. I'm not going to back Adam into a corner by asking him his favorite, but I'll give him a chance at any mother kind of comment because Adam's a friend of the show, right, Sam? He brings us into
very
his
much.
World from time to time. But our poll question is, who's your favorite world-class athlete who is a mother? On this Mother's Day, we give you Serena Williams. We give you Candace Parker. We give you 6 Feet of Sunshine, Kerry Walsh Jennings. World-class, the most celebrated beach volleyball player. So we kind of went off the beaten path there, or other. Okay, but this list could have a number of other women there featured, but those are the three we chose. We got the other on there. It's at 92.9 The Game. Let us know who you think, and we're going to, again, throughout the day today, highlight mothers. And as we welcome Adam Alexander on here before we get to the race today at Darlington, any thoughts, any members, fond memories, anything you'd like to say about how your mother left an indelible mark on you?
My mom certainly is my biggest supporter, and I can tell you in her eyes, I've never had a bad show. You know what I mean? The day I get a text message after a race or a show, and she's like, "Well, you missed the mark," then I know it's time to retire because everything's been great so far, no matter what I do. So I can just remember as a kid playing high school baseball, and there was a better chance I was going to start for the Atlanta Braves on the weekend as much as I was going to get in our high school game on a Wednesday night. But my mom was there every time, right? My parents were so supportive. So happy Mother's Day to my mom. And when it comes to your poll question, I know you didn't ask me to weigh in.
Sure.
It's hard for me to imagine that there's been a more successful and decorated mother in sports than Serena. I mean, it's amazing what she, you know, has accomplished and you know, one of the greatest athletes ever, you know, regardless if you're talking about on the men's side or the women's side. I do think it's interesting, though, that you put Kerry Walsh Jennings on there because, you know, that's a name you do tend to forget because volleyball kind of floats in and floats out depending on if it's an Olympic year and doesn't get the headlines of some of the other sports, but what an iconic figure she is on the women's side of sports.
I know Sam wanted to jump in, but when you said something, I had to do a follow-up here, Adam. Do you remember the first time when you were in this business but got a chance, if at all, to bring your mother and or father, I guess, to a race? I mean, this was on your nickel because you're now Adam Alexander. You're a big broadcaster, and you're getting your parents into the race. And I say that because I remember the first time I got a chance to take my father to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and that was also thanks to Ed Clark, and I'll never forget him for that. But the joy that he had, but how proud I felt I could do that for my father. Did you have an experience like that with your mother or, I guess, father?
Yeah, I've had many experiences like that with my parents. You know, it's funny, when my mom and dad come to Charlotte to visit, they're in Indiana, my dad a lot of times will come in and watch a show live in the studio, and he really enjoys that and getting to see the people in the behind the scenes. My mom doesn't do that very often because she gets really nervous, actually. She doesn't like to be there and be a part of it. She just likes to watch it on TV. But there was a time a number of years ago, ironically enough, it was Mother's Day weekend, when we were doing, Father's Day weekend, when we were doing a race at Chicago, an Xfinity race, and my mom and dad drove up from Indianapolis. And I'll never forget, and we still joke about this today, Larry McReynolds and I, my mom and dad were standing in the back of the booth, and I was doing practice or something like that with Michael Waltrip and Larry McReynolds, and Michael's telling jokes, and the jokes weren't incredibly appropriate, and he had no idea that my mom is in the back of the booth. And to this day, Larry will say to me, "Well, is your mom recovered after Michael told those jokes in Chicago a few years ago?" You know, so, and of course, my mom was not offended in any way, and she just appreciated the fact that she was there and got to witness that. But it was quite the experience for sure.
Folks, we're spending time here on Mother's Day with Adam Alexander. Of course, he is social. You can find him on Twitter at Adam Numeral One Alexander, all lowercase, Adam Numeral One Alexander. Adam, why are you working today? Why are we having a race on Mother's Day?
I'm surprised at that. And you know, forever we didn't race on Mother's Day or even Mother's Day weekend. And then, you know, the schedule got squeezed and it's hard to find off weekends. And so they started racing on Saturday night. And many times it was at Darlington, Mother's Day weekend on a Saturday. And that allowed all the teams to get back home, you know, only 2 hours down to Darlington. And then we started going to Kansas a handful of years ago on Mother's Day weekend, again, a Saturday night race. And so I'm a little surprised that this one popped up on the schedule. But it is close to home, which is a good thing for all the teams, I guess, should be able to get back, you know, this evening. And from a TV perspective and a Mother's Day perspective, when you look at it big picture, it's a late start time. So hopefully families can get significant time in with their mothers before, you know, jumping in front of the TV and watching NASCAR late this afternoon. You know, I don't want to get into you know, how that decision was made because I really don't know. I would say, though, you know, we've just become accustomed in NASCAR for, you know, to have Mother's Day off. And then, you know, you look, PGA's playing and Major League Baseball's going on. So the sports world does kind of go on, even though it is Mother's Day. And NASCAR decided to go that route this year, and we'll see how it goes and what the response is and if that's something that continues when we get to the 2022 schedule and beyond.
Looking forward to the paint schemes today. Which one are you looking forward to seeing the most?
That's a great question. And before I say what I'm looking forward to today, I would say that I would go to what we saw yesterday, and the Xfinity series had some unbelievable schemes. If you have a chance to go back and check out some of the pictures, do so, because it's really, really good stuff. But what I would say for today, one that actually was unveiled on our show that probably speaks the most to me, is Joey Logano is throwing back to a Mario Andretti scheme. And I think Mario Andretti is not only one of the great legends of motorsports, but he's just a super guy. I mean, one of the coolest people you'll ever meet. And I'm fond of Joey Logano and the way he goes about his business. And I know he's had his run-ins on track, and he's kind of got a reputation, you know, is one guy on the racetrack and a totally different person away from the racetrack. And I think even he would embrace that. But to see those two united with that throwback paint scheme is really cool. But there are many. You know, we had Eric Jones on the broadcast yesterday. He's throwing back to a John Andretti paint scheme from when John drove the 43 car. Bubba Wallace was on with us, and he's recognizing Wendell Scott, and he's done that before. When he ran his paint scheme at Martinsville in the Truck Series a number of years ago. So there are many great paint schemes, but those are a few that come to mind for sure.
Anytime you mention Wendell Scott, you got to tell everybody the movie made about him with stars Richard Pryor, Grease Lightning. You got to check it out. And that's why you guys are talking about, you know, these paint schemes, and folks should know this weekend drivers are paying tribute to significant people in their lives, other drivers that they, you know, who they respect. And that's why you brought that up. I'm not sure that everybody in our audience knew that. I was getting ready to talk about Bubba. But yeah, yeah, Adam, every time you talk about Wendell Scott, have you seen Grease Lightning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
It's a, I don't think people know about that, man. Wendell Scott, his story, but they made a movie about this dude, man, and Richard Pryor. Great movie. Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam brought it up earlier, and we talked a little bit about the new next generation of race cars in NASCAR, and they got them up on online, and these cars are slick. Tell us the difference, the significant differences between what's next and what we see right now.
Well, the number one thing that you'll see is going to be the technology. I think there's so much in these cars that take us to the next level and embrace the future fans and the younger fans that are out there. And these cars do look like the vehicles that you see on the road. And I think that's something that NASCAR admittedly had gotten away from and needed to get back to. There are some technological, you know, changes when it comes to the engineering side and the racing side. But I think what's most exciting about this for everyone in the industry is that, number one, the cars look like something you'll see on the road. The noise is going to be a little bit more throaty, which I think also takes you to the sound you hear, you know, when a Mustang, you know, pulls up beside you at the light, you know, when you're out running your errands. I mean, that's what you're going to feel at the racetrack out of these cars a little bit from a sound perspective. And the other thought is just what this provides NASCAR for future growth. When you look at this new car and what it's going to do financially for teams, I think it will not only attract new teams, and we're already seeing that, but it could also attract down the road new manufacturers, especially when this new engine program is introduced likely in a couple of years. So they checked a lot of boxes with this new car, but the bottom line is, and I know we are, you know, guilty at times of you know, painting a rosy picture and you know, selling NASCAR because we're in the industry, but I think this is one where there was tremendous collaboration, and everyone across the board, whether you're talking about NASCAR, the teams, the drivers, or the fans, is on board and feels like the next-gen car is a real home run.
Adam, looking at this car and the setup, could it be a car that lends itself more to the direction that NASCAR is going? This includes more road racing events and makes it also compatible for some combination racing weeks or weekends with open wheel.
That's exactly right. And I think you're going to see more of that. And, you know, I just had a conversation this week with an old friend of mine who owns a dirt track. And the one thing we talked about that has changed in motorsports in recent years is the crossover. I feel like 10 years ago, one of the things that really hurt racing across the board, and I would lump NASCAR into this, is there was a lot of infighting, and there were rivalries within motorsports amongst the various racing series. I think now motorsports as a whole is embracing one another, and we saw it earlier this season with NASCAR, you know, going on dirt at Bristol. I think that was something that really embraced the dirt community and united motorsports in a way. And we're going to see, as time goes on, I really believe we're going to see a lot more of IndyCar and NASCAR racing together on the same weekend, sports cars and NASCAR racing together on the same weekend. And when you see that, it gives you an opportunity to bring fans together, and I think because of the attraction of this car, it opens the door for fans from other motorsport series to embrace NASCAR more than they ever have.
Adam, before we get on out of here, there are a couple of names in the world of racing that we lost this week, and I'm not sure if you have any thoughts on both, one or the other, but I'm going to mention to you one folks may know. The others, unless you follow NASCAR, you probably don't know. Eric McClure, who's 40 years, is a former NASCAR driver, and a name that you probably do know, but not NASCAR, but Bobby Allison, one of the legends. Unser, excuse me. I did that before. Bobby Unser. The Unser family, obviously, some of the gold standards in the world of racing. Open Wheels, of course. Any thoughts on either one of those guys for our audience? Your thoughts on them?
I did not know Bobby, never met him personally, but growing up in Indianapolis and following the Indy 500 and what IndyCar meant to that city, and you know, getting to see the personalities, and then just kind of growing up with that always in the back, in particular the month of May, I know that Bobby was always a really big personality, and you know, Roger Penske came out this week, and you know, he owned, you know, Bobby's cars for many years, and he talked about not only what a great racer he was, but a great man and a great personality. And you know, the Unser family goes hand in hand with the history of motorsports, and in particular Indianapolis, and you know, Al Senior and Al Junior. So the family connection and the history and what they meant to motorsports is incredible. And Eric McClure is someone who was always that underdog guy in NASCAR, regardless of what series he was running in. He was always kind of self-made, you know, out working to find his own sponsors and put his team together, and never really got that big-time opportunity to drive for one of the top-end teams. But Eric was someone, and I think if you go and just read up on what drivers and teams have said about him and acknowledging, you know, his life after passing away last weekend, I think you will find where he fit into the landscape of NASCAR and what he meant to people and the relationships he had built. So we lost two really good people, sad for sure, and we continue to think about their families as time goes on.
Absolutely. But a big day today in Darlington. NASCAR will be there. Adam Alexander, we can't thank you enough, as always, for coming on and spending some time with us.
Great to be with you guys, and happy Mother's Day to all those listening today.
Absolutely. Well said. Right. We'll move on with that.
Thanks so much, Adam.
Coming up next, a chance for you to find out where the jobs are in front of and behind the camera. It's a casting call. We're going to talk about other folks that we lost this week in the film industry. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. I have no idea why he played. I kind of do, but I'm glad you did, because that gives me a chance to say, I can't believe they cast, what's her name, Tom Cruise's ex. Oh, I'm not a fan of hers, but as Lucille
Nicole
Ball.
Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Australian Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball in the upcoming biopic.
Yeah. She's got the red hair.
Anybody, excuse me. You never heard of dying folks' hairs? How many movies have you been dying folks' hairs in?
Well, I'm just.
I don't find
I'm
her
just
funny.
Saying she's a redhead.
I don't find her funny, which is all Lucy was to America. She's the queen of comedy, or one of them. You know, she's the first queen of comedy. Anyway,
but is this supposed to be like a comedy movie? Isn't it supposed to be more of a biopic, more of like
if it's the dark side or darker business side of Lucy, and she was that, okay.
Yeah, but I still think there are stronger actresses.
I still think there are stronger actresses who have that comedy, who have that comedy side of them.
You're just a Nicole Kidman hater.
I'm not a hater. I think she gets rolled. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I ain't scared to say so.
No,
that's
okay.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like to me as well.
I started with that. I got a problem with her. So you ain't going to acknowledge it. I said it. I say it again. Soft. Well, I took a piece from life. No, I'm not a fan. I just, there are certain actresses who get roles that I don't think should be getting them, and there are other actresses, but this is something that happens throughout show business, right? Same thing with actors. When I heard she was playing, and then what's his name, who isn't built anything like Desi Arnaz, the dude from I have a hard time saying his name too. So this, who was in No Country for Old Men or something with Tommy Lee Jones, Antonio Bardone or something like that. He's a big fellow, big man, and Desi Arnaz wasn't that.
Okay,
so That's my just two cents about that movie. We finally gonna make a movie about Lucy.
They got some explaining.
Yeah, exactly.
They got some explaining to do.
Listen, you guys, 929thegame.com/castingcall is where you are going to see the list. Before we get to that list, and this whole Lucy thing threw me off, you can also see the list, by the way, and it's up on Get Cast with Greg. We lost some folks in the last 2 days that made me just kind of stop and pause for a second. One was Tawny McCatan. Tawny Katan, ring a bell with you? Actually, Jahi, do you know who Tawny Katan is?
The name Dutton.
No. Okay. I will probably know him if I... No, this
is a generational thing, and yeah. it's crazy, and then, like, you bring up stuff, I was born 93 and all this, and there's people who locked in with you.
87, I'm not
that young. You said 93, excuse me.
Don't put me with these crazy 90 babies.
Got a little hate for them, don't you? Yes. Millennial problems, huh?
Yeah,
got
I do.
A little hate for millennials,
I was
huh?
The same way, well, technically, I'm still the millennial, too, but the same way you don't like Nicole, you hate on Nicole Kim, and I hate the people born in the 90s. Not hate him, but
yeah,
you know.
And I don't hate her too. I just don't think she deserves some of the roles she has gotten. But having said that, Tawny Katan was that woman in the 80s and 90s who made men, some men, not all men, but men who liked watching rock videos. She was one of the first video vixens. She was in David. I mean, she hit with the guy from Rat. She was going out with the guy from Rat, and then she became the woman in the Whitesnake videos. And if you followed rock and you know Whitesnake and you know those videos from back in the day, you know Tawny Katan. But she was also in the movie Bachelor Party, and I don't know how many other projects she was in. She was Tom Hanks's fiance in the movie Bachelor Party. But she was just one of those women that guys of a certain age, when you mention Tawny Katan, do this. Ooh. Yeah, that's just, she's one of those. She passed. She was 59 years old. Frank McCray. Now, this is a name that a lot of you may not know. Frank McCray was a character actor. If you're a fan of the movie 48 Hours, he played Nick Nolte's boss. He was like, "Kate, get in here!" And he's yelling at Nick Nolte throughout the movie. That's Frank McCray, big character actor. Was also in License to Kill, James Bond. The James Bond site put out a little tribute and acknowledgement of Frank's passing. But we lost him. But another woman lost this past week in the show business was Olivia Dukakis. Now, this is a woman, Academy Award-winning actress, and... I think Moonstruck, she was in that, but one of the funniest scenes in and I just kind of tripped into this, was the movie Steel Magnolias. You ever seen that movie, Sam? Okay, we'll get back to Sam in a minute.
Yes, I did. But yes.
She was Shirley MacLaine's buddy in that movie. But the face they make when they, in the movie, Shirley MacLaine is just, she's just a crutchety old you know what. But she buys a team, football team, basketball team, and they go into the locker room. These two nice southern women with their hats on and all that, and they're in the locker room with guys walking around in their jocks. And that's just the priceless scene from them. There's a lot of funny scenes in that movie, but that one always sticks out. But Olivia Dukakis, celebrated actress, lost this past week. So I want to mention those names. Well, I was teeing this up for you, man, because when I was telling you about this, you actually brought up another one. And I'm going to let you have it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, I did. I ain't the only crazy one here.
Why you say that?
Because I didn't think of this initially.
Who played the role of Witchy Poo on H.R. Puff and Stuff.
Jahid definitely don't know who that is.
Why is that funny to you?
It's funny. But
absolutely not.
Yeah, he knows that. He doesn't know who that is. And that was one that people did not expect. That's why I'm laughing. It could be okay. You know, an indictment on you. It's just people didn't expect that. Witchy Poo.
But the reason why it's big here in Atlanta was because it was a production of Sid and Marty Krofft. Right. At the time. And so you have to go back to the 60s and the early 70s for people who don't know. CNN Center, which was Omni at the time, had an indoor amusement park, the World of Sid and Marty Krofft. And so the Puff and Stuff characters were prominent in that, as well as Banana Splits. And those characters were prominent at Six Flags Over Georgia. So that's why there's a connection to this area about that particular show and Sid and Marty Krofft And so that's why I brought that up to Greg this week. So Greg,
beat ya, puffing stuff. Anyway, so I want to get that out of the way because it just you know, this is the segment for it. 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yep. It's Sam and Greg. If you guys go to our website,
92.9 I got something else for the segment.
Oh, you do? Go ahead, man.
I got
things
that people can do through. We always talk about things that people can do and to be extras or to be involved in industry. And this week, for Mother's Day, I always get a certain floral arrangement for my wife for Mother's Day at a certain place. I've always gone to get it. And it's been a tricky year for the floral industry, just like all other industries, because of the pandemic. And so they said one of the things that's allowed them that they're coming back, because they usually do floral arrangements for like hotel rooms and hotel ballrooms. Well, nobody's been in the hotels. Right. Nobody's been coming to town for conventions. So that's not happening. But one of the things that they're excited about is that the film industry is back, and for certain scenes, there are certain floral arrangements that are required.
Yeah.
And we never talk about that being something that they look for in the film industry. And that's...
Okay, you're breaking up on me here, but I get what you're saying. Listen, there is what we call the industry Bible, Georgia Film and Television Sourcebook, and businesses that have these type of products that would lend itself to being on a set. The art department is always looking for these unique locations, always looking for antique stores, always looking for these, you know, small little mom and pop shops that have stuff in there you wouldn't believe. There's a scoreboard up at Tin Lizzie's, the one on one across from Oakland Cemetery, that has the scoreboard from where is it Piedmont Park or wherever the Atlanta Crackers used to play here in town. Was that Piedmont Park, Sam?
Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon Park. Okay. Well, I was just saying those kind of
is right across the street. Is right across the street from Ponce Market.
There you go. Well, this obscure scoreboard is plastered. I don't know if it's still there, but it was there at that Tin Lizzie's up on the balcony there forever. So again, things like that. Art departments are always looking for that. By the way, you can find out those jobs behind the scenes. But anyway, if you have a business, say you have horses, say you have a collection of cars, you go to the Georgia Film and Television Sourcebook. It's a Bible. It's thick, but you thumb through it, and there's areas where you can register your bed and breakfast. You can register your land to be used if need be. You can register your animals, whatever they may be, your vehicles, whatever they may be, if they're antique, like, or they're vintage. You can let them know about them because they're constantly, locations, people are constantly looking for these things. So, and I talk about cars all the time for some of the projects. There's a couple up there right now. But again, 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. You'll see a list. I start off with Cotret & Associates. They're doing a big project. They have a need for those of you who want to be casino gamblers. This is a Rashad Ritchie casting call. God bless this man. And he is just blowing up. And he will be that person. If you're going to be in any kind of elected office in this city or this state, you got to come sit with Rashad Ritchie over on WAOK. But when I did casting call with him, when we were all going in the studios, he loved it because when I would do things like, hey, we need gangsters and we need gamblers and we need this and that. And this week he goes, I know a woman who's a gangster and I know another woman who's a gambler and would proudly put their names out there, Sam. So without putting their names out there, this week, Cotret & Associates does have a need for those of you who want to be casino gamblers. There's a need for those who want to be gangsters, big-time gangsters. Casting's tailor-made is still doing First Lady. So you'll see these jobs. Destination Casting, January Curry, she's got two projects that I put up there. And everything from, again, from exotic dancers to, like I said, gangsters and those of you who just want to be pedestrians. So there are two jobs. You'll see one and two listed. You keep scrolling through them because it is so busy out there. I've given you a list of casting directors who you can just go and see, because there's no way I can put all the information up here, and it changes hourly. So you can go to their website, their Facebook page, their Twitter page, and check out as they continue to post their needs. Instead of me trying to put them up here and then you guys wait for a few days, those days are long gone. So I have that list up for you. Also, the connection with Georgia.org, how to find the jobs behind the camera. If you got any questions, Greg.Clarkson, is that fine? Greg.ClarksonOdyssey.com. You can also check out the list on Get Cast with Greg. So anyway, casting call. And this state has never been busier. All right, on this Mother's Day, we have been talking mothers throughout the day. We've been talking about sacrifice, and we actually talked to a mother or heard from a mother, but we are actually going to talk to one next, a mother whose son is about to step into the NFL but has a connection to Atlanta. That's up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.